This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe, along with all those people helping out in the coronavirus effort all across the country. Thank you for everything you're doing. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and the roughnecks working the oil rigs across the country and around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And like the page, and then while you're over there, get in the chat room and converse with us like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. All right, joining us right now is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge, my friend. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, even though you might not believe it if you were paying attention to Minneapolis again tonight. Kyle, the looters were out again. The rioters were out again. They were setting fires again. A couple of major, well, actually, they had six fires going at one time that the fire department could get to, and five fires that they couldn't get to, and a major gas leak, too, because amongst other things, the protesters stormed the 3rd Precinct Police Station that the police had abandoned a couple of hours prior to that, and they got inside and started destroying things in there and set fire to the inside of the building as well as outside. I'm not sure what's going on right now, but I do have scanner going on in the background for Minneapolis fire.
Well, you're right, Captain. This time yesterday morning, we were talking about the fact that there was a standoff there at that third Precinct Police Station on Lake Street and 26th Avenue there in Minneapolis. And you're right, the police did abandon that station. The protesters did enter it. They did set fire to it. And I was watching it burn. It continues to burn as we speak right now.
Plus, there was a liquor store that was set on fire in the middle of a group of stores, and they let it burn. The fire department backed off because they had rocks and bottles, and there was one report that their equipment was actually shot at, so they backed off. And as a result, the building is now completely burning with everything that's there. There's other businesses there, and they're all going to be destroyed.
Yes, unfortunately so. But this is another night of total rampaging and the setting of all these buildings on fire, fully engulfed.
Yep. Now, the important thing is what we found out between last night and tonight. I did a little research, and Judy, you sent me some stuff that I already was aware of down there in Sarasota, so thank you, Judy. But the officer involved who had his knee on the neck of Mr. Floyd, George Floyd, he and Floyd had a history with each other. Number one, working in a nightclub where Mr. Floyd apparently worked outside, and this Derek Chauvin, the officer, worked inside as security. But we also know that the officer had been written up 18 times, and some of the complaints had actually gone to the district attorney's office there in Minneapolis. And who do you think the district attorney was at the time this happened?
Was that none other than Amy Klobuchar, right?
Senator Amy Klobuchar. She was the district attorney, and she failed to prosecute this guy for whatever reason, but she failed to do that. This might have been able to have been nipped in about years ago, but this guy, there's something really, I really got to wonder how we saw him go down the right side of the car with two officers in complete control of him, and all they had to do was put him in the car, and then all of a sudden, here he is over on the left side of the car with this guy, Derek Chauvin, the officer, 19-year veteran with 18 reprimands, with his knee on his neck.
Yes, and that is exactly what people are asking at this time, Captain, because the video does not seem to comport with what we're hearing in terms of the official officer's description. But you're right, Derek Chauvin, he was reprimanded or had a different 18 complaints. Two of those resulted in discipline, we understand, and the other complaints as well seem to also involve the use of force or excessive force. And so they're looking at those things very, very carefully.
Yep.
We know that he was the most senior officer on the scene at the time, and so obviously he would be setting the pace for what happened.
But we also know that there's been outbreaks tonight in Denver, in Louisville, in Columbus, in New York City, in Los Angeles. There was also a report of a demonstration going on in Philadelphia. Apparently the one in Denver and Louisville brought the police out onto the streets. Louisville, I actually saw the riot police out on the streets. Columbus, I wasn't sure what was going on there, but it's starting to spread. And again, this is the involvement with Antifa and Black Lives Matter and their groups.
Yes, because you have people that are taking advantage, obviously, of this whole situation. And what we're seeing, Captain, is, again, another night of violence and setting things on fire. Most unfortunate.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruton.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot up there, Seattle, Washington Way, the owners of Relief Factor. Now, you've heard me talking about this. I've been taking this product for 4 years, and it works for me. I take it every night before the show starts so that I don't have any problems with swelling in my ankle and all that sort of stuff and discomfort in my back, because I've got arthritis, and I also got back pain, neck pain, and because of what's happened to my back before. And, of course, my ankle, I don't need to explain that. I almost lost my foot at the ankle years ago on September 11th. But anyway, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, leg pain, whatever kind of pain, foot pain. You've got general muscle aches or pain in general, then you owe it to yourself to try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It's only $19.95. Try it out. See what happens. It's all non-narcotic. It's all natural products. Good for you. And you can go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more and sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. After all you got to lose is pain, right? Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, over to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kyle, during the break, we had another major fire breakout in Minneapolis. I heard the responding units showing up on the scene saying that the building that they were going to looked like as if it was about half involved already. Again, these fires are not just accidental. They're arson fires.
Well, certainly they are. And we have the arson fires. And then also, Captain, we understand that over in St. Paul's sister city,
yeah,
to Minneapolis, they're also looting there as well.
Yep.
And protesting. But the looters are out in force. And so, unfortunately, we may see other fires and things like that start up there as well. Hopefully not.
And my question is, where is the National Guard? Although we may hear about it sooner than later. Now, we were told there's 500 National Guardsmen that were being deployed out onto the street. I've yet to see any of them anywhere.
I have not seen any in the various news coverages. I know that the officials there, and the officials have been not really saying a lot. I think that that actually speaks volumes. But it may be that they're trying to tamp down the situation and try to not make it more intense than it already is.
If you want to tamp down the situation, you put a show of force out there in the street and you tell those people to leave or else.
Well, exactly.
And you get out there with the water cannons, not guns. You get out there with the water cannons and blast the bejesus out of them with 150 to 200 pounds of water and just blow them right down the street with the water. I know, been there, done that.
Well, you know, Captain, when the smoke literally clears on this, there is going to be a very long time, I think, before businesses are going to be either coming back to the area, rebuilding. We're going to have to see what the aftermath of this is going to look like.
Now, the president yesterday signed an executive order yesterday afternoon. Of course, the president, whose tweets against mail-in voting were fact-checked by Twitter, teased big action was coming in response and via Twitter, and it did. It did, because he signed an executive order on social media, and he upset the apple cart because they're going to lose their liability.
Well, that's right, because several years ago, I think back in 1996, Congress passed a law or an act that basically limited the liability of platforms for what their users may or may not post.
Yeah, so they couldn't be held responsible.
Exactly. So I think this executive order gives the federal government the ability to look at those directives and make and suggest or make changes, basically. So it would take a while to play out. In the meantime, though, you've got people like Nancy Pelosi saying this is all a big distraction from his testing failure for COVID-19, basically, or doesn't do anything to address big internet companies' failure to fight the spread of disinformation. So Nancy Pelosi weighing in on all this. But at the same time, though, I think that the president has used social media quite well, but he's certainly getting into some uncharted territory here.
Well, let me read this statement. Here's a headline from a news story, and I haven't read it. It says, appeals court rules Twitter and Facebook don't censor conservatives. Really? I would challenge that one.
Well, I think we've seen people be deplatformed.
We know people that have been. One of them is Ron Edwards, one of our frequent guests.
Exactly. And so, unfortunately, there is what appears to be a real bias out there. And it begs the question, again, because these are private companies, basically, do they have to allow everything? Are they the federal government, or are they acting in as a public trust, for example? That's one of the reasons why the airwaves are governed by the federal government. They essentially are to act in a public trust. So will there be other platforms that pop up that would have no restrictions at all? I mean, we're going to see maybe some very interesting things happen.
Right. So the president signed this executive order. I don't know how effective it's going to be. I do believe there's going to be a challenge by Twitter. I don't know about Facebook, but Twitter's definitely going to bring forth a challenge, probably because of what that appeals court said.
Very, very, very possible. Very possible. And also at the same time, what it does too, Captain, is it brings to the fore the very notion of what's happening on social media platforms. And so even if there aren't any major changes that are result from this, the president has got this front and center to the American people, and they will be talking about it. And perhaps that's one of the things that would benefit the president in the long run anyway.
Right. And folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we are talking about everything that's going on, tomorrow's news tonight, and in the background, that noise you hear over my shoulder is the scanner, Minneapolis City Fire, And I am listening to what the calls are that are going on there. They've had so far six major structure fires tonight. Five they couldn't respond to because of rocks and debris and bottles. And plus, in one case, they said they actually were shot at. And you're never going to see a fire truck show up in an area where they're being shot at. That just doesn't happen. Now, here's a shocker for you. You ready, Kyle?
Yes.
John Zogby, who is from New York State, actually Utica, New York. He was a professor for a number of years at Utica College at Syracuse University. I went there when I first got back from the military, and he was one of their political instructors. I didn't take any of his courses because I wasn't taking politics. I was taking all business courses. But he's got a new poll. And in the poll, 37% of the Democrats polled are all in for replacing Joe Biden as the party's standard bearer.
Well, and that percentage will likely grow.
That's very high, though, 37%. That's very high.
Well, absolutely. But here's the thing. Joe Biden got the votes in the primaries. he essentially won them fair and square, quote-unquote, and he is the standard-bearer. In order to replace him, I think there would have to be some pretty big things happen. He would either have to step aside, or there would have to be that critical mass that would start in, because then the DNC would have to come in and pretty much try to decide who that nominee is going to be, and they could draft them if they want. But it would be an upheaval for the Democrat Party. So they may simply try to soldier on with him, as it were. And today we hear, Captain, that by about the 1st of August, he'll announce which woman he's picking to be his running mate.
Yeah, and the woman that he picks may not be black. He said that, too.
Well, that's right, but it's interesting they're putting it off. I mean, in my opinion, it might be better to bring that out earlier so that they can perhaps try to generate some momentum, but I don't think that they're going to do that. I think that they've painted themselves into a corner here, and no matter who they pick, it's going to be a disaster. It just has this written all over it.
Yeah, it most certainly does. And by the way, did you see the United States has kind of put the kibosh between the Iranian and Venezuelan oil and gasoline project with the five tankers that are in the works? One of them already got there. There's four more headed that direction by talking about putting higher sanctions on board the ships and the countries are registered in, which is something they can do. And it's kind of stopped everything in its tracks right now.
It certainly has, and just a few days ago, when this news was breaking about those tankers headed to Venezuela from Iran, American officials had been pretty tight-lipped, although they had been discussing it, and they were looking at possibilities of what to do. Well, it looks like at least they're starting to play out on some of those things that they've been discussing, so stay tuned. There's likely going to be more if this escalates anymore.
And there's another one that's scheduled to dock over the weekend in Venezuela, and it may or may not get there depending on what happens with the sanctions.
Well, that's right. And again, the big question is, why does Venezuela need Iranian oil? Venezuela has all this oil, but they're in terrible straits, and this is a major development.
All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and we'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch with tomorrow's news tonight, keeping an eye on what's going on in Minneapolis, too. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Department of Justice is launching an investigation into the shooting death of an unarmed black man in Georgia as a hate crime now, according to attorneys for the victim's family. Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed by two white men while jogging in his neighborhood on February 23rd. Three arrests were made this month after a video surfaced of the violent encounter. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Georgia will look into why Glynn County and the state of Georgia took more than 2 months to make an arrest and whether the region has historically violated the rights of its citizens. The U.S. attorney said he plans to file criminal and civil charges. William Bryan, who recorded Arbery's killing from his car, was arrested and charged with felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. His footage showed 64-year-old Gregory McMichael and his 34-year-old son Travis confronting Arbery before they shot him. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Hey, are you paying too much for auto insurance? Would you like to find out if you can save some money, 15% or more? Then here's what you do. You go to the website, geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. You type in your zip code, tell them what kind of vehicle you're driving, and they'll give you a quote right there on the website, and you'll know right off the bat whether or not you're going to save money on your insurance policy. Then if you want to get a policy after that, you can either go through an agent or you can go right there through the website and get your policy that way. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And Kyle, during the break, you heard the call go off on the scanner there.
Yeah.
We had a shooting somewhere in the midst of all of this going on. So here we go again. I know last night we had somebody shot and killed, remember?
That's right. Yeah, one person was shot and killed, but now this is literally just happening in the last few minutes.
Yeah, and we don't know any of the statistics, or yeah, we don't know any of the particulars about it. Just that EMS, fire, and apparently police have all been dispatched to this unit because there's a large group of people there, and of course there are bands of people wandering all through the streets right now. And again, I say again to the people of Minneapolis and the people of St. Paul, where are the police and where is the National Guard?
Absolutely. And we're monitoring as well what is the...
Wait a minute. Hold it. All right. Now, that's another call related to what we just told you about the shooting there. So there's plenty going on right now. And, of course, that's the Minneapolis EMS and fire that I'm listening to. Now, I'm waiting to see if my friend George, who's up there in Minneapolis right now, gets back to me. I got a request into him, and last night he gave us a lot of great information and gave us that those reports coming from the people that the looters had actually gone out as far as 35W, about 3 miles away. Pardon me, we're out there in some of the strip malls out there busting into stores and stealing stuff.
Right, exactly. And we've been monitoring Mayor Jacob Frey's news conference, and it's going on right now there in Minneapolis. He's, of course, it's interesting because they've actually been asking him about the president's tweets.
Yeah.
But he's not, at least from what we've heard so far, Captain, we're not hearing too much on strategy or what's going to happen next.
Yeah, my friend Sue, the dispatcher, who happens to be up listening to the show right now, she says, do you get adrenaline flashbacks on these calls? I do. Yeah, you sure do, Sue. I mean, it never goes away because I've been there, done that with this kind of stuff. And it is what it is, and you can relate to your brothers and sisters in another city answering these alarms and what's going on, because I'm telling you, it's no fun to get shot at, number one. No fun to have somebody throw rocks and bottles at you, number two. And it's no fun to be caught in an arson situation where you don't know if you're going to get caught in a building and not come back out.
Exactly right. And, you know, there is an emergency declaration that, of course, has been made there in the city. But
not working very well, is it?
No, it's not. I don't know that they can take another night of this, and certainly not another night tomorrow night of this. And that's why they're going to need to begin to do something to get people off of the streets.
Well, they've got the state police there. We saw them last night in front of the 3rd Precinct, which is where they took a stand to hold the building for the police officers inside. But again, today they abandoned the 3rd Precinct. They actually, everybody that was in there loaded up their stuff and out they went. And it was less than 2 hours later, the people out on the street got inside and they destroyed, they just ransacked the building and they set fire to things that were in there and set fire to the building as a result of that. And then, like I say, there was a liquor store that they ransacked, and then they set fire to the liquor store, and nobody bothered to show up for the alarm, and the liquor store caught the whole building on fire with other businesses that were in there. So all the other businesses that were in where the liquor store was are all destroyed as a result because the building was burnt down.
Well, that's right. And as we were talking about before, Captain, in the aftermath of all this, insurance companies
forget that idea.
Yeah, they are simply not going to write policies.
No, the government will have to become the insurer of last resort. Just like after a hurricane, major hurricanes we had down here, we had a government insurance company that started to write policies for homeowners.
Right. And this is also not simply repairing some damage. This is almost total destruction of numerous buildings, big buildings in this area.
And this is exactly what they did in East Baltimore when they had the riots there. They went through and they burnt the whole section of town to the ground.
Yes, exactly. And I just see now the mayor is just ending his news conference, but unfortunately I don't think we have any real new developments, at least from what we were able to monitor. But of course right now it's, what is it, it's 1:30 in the morning in Minneapolis, I believe.
Yeah, and people are out on the street wandering around, like I say, in big groups, and I don't see the police out there. Now again, you have the ability with vehicles, of course, they're government issue, military surplus vehicles, to put a water cannon on them and start blasting people off the street literally with 150 to 200 pounds of water. Now, you do that enough, And guess what? They're not going to go out on the street anymore because they'll see the vehicle coming, one of the big ATVs, and they'll see the vehicle coming. They know what it's going to do, and they'll get the heck out of the way.
Right, well, because as we just heard on the scanner, I mean, there are other acts of violence that are going on.
Yes.
So the idea is to
including a shooting about 10 minutes ago.
That's exactly right. And so there is a legitimate public safety issue that is going on right now. And so either in small increments or in some strategic way, they have to be able to restore order because other people, for whatever reason that are caught up in this, are also in grave danger.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about some other things here. The UN chief has warned leaders around the world that the pandemic going on may cause a historic famine. Now, the United States, China, and Russia were not there to hear the UN talk about that, but that's what happened today at the UN.
Well, yes, and of course it could very well do that. What with the shutdown of economies and all of these different industries that have really just ground to a halt, and of course not to mention the idea that investment could likely simply dry up, mm-hmm. especially in third world parts of the globe where they desperately need something like that. And so, yeah, it's tragedy.
And Gavin Newsom, your governor out there in California, as if things weren't already bad enough in California, some of the local government officials in California have said they're going to scale back the fast pace of the coronavirus reopenings because they think that we could be moving too quickly in California and it could be coronavirus time all over again.
Well, that's right. One of the health officers up in the Bay Area, one of the Bay Area counties there, did say, yes, that they could be, and they told us, I think, to the boards of supervisors there that, you know, this could be moving too quickly. And so it's hard to know who to listen to and who to believe, but California is trying to move through phase three, which finally includes barbershops and hair salons, basically. Nail salons are not yet on the list, and other things as well are not on the list. But, this is the clash between the political now and the health officers.
And, of course, Terry in Nashville is chiming in here. He's saying that they need to do something. Well, I don't disagree with that at all. They do need to do something, but the something is what they're not doing. And, again, if you have the National Guard and you're afraid to put them out on the street because you think, well, it might step things up a little bit. No, it really doesn't. When you do a show of force and your fire department and your EMS can't make it to some of the scenes because they're afraid they're going to get attacked, then you need to have the police, you need to have the state police, you need to have the armored vehicles, all that sort of stuff that they've all got. All these police departments have that, and go there and ride shotgun and make sure the people get in and they get taken care of. And that's what you have to do. You have to show who's in charge, and it's not the people on the street.
Well, exactly right. And one would think, too, that at some point merchants or some of these companies that have their big stores in that area will have perhaps legal action against the city for not taking any kind of correction.
That's been done before, and people have won lawsuits like that. But you hate to have that happen because you wind up, your business is destroyed. Now, you know, as if you didn't have enough problems before when we had the shutdown, the forced shutdown from the coronavirus thing. Because if that wasn't bad enough, now you're going to get burned out by a bunch of thugs?
Right, right. And, you know, there are people in the Minneapolis area and all around the country, for that matter, Captain, who are very concerned, you and me included, of what happened to Mr. Floyd. The FBI is investigating. The authorities are investigating. The officers were fired, as I understand.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. Keeping an eye on Minneapolis and the other cities.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
The
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, and now it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Remember, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Need a shower? Got it. Need to do your laundry? Got it. Need a place to take a 10-hour break? Right out in the parking lot. And then again, the food is open again. They're dining inside and outside as well. And truck stop also has repairs either at the truck stop or close by. Same with the tire shops if you need one of those. All right, and here we go. From about, 45 years ago or so. It's called Hush. And again, that's music blasts from the past, as they like to call them. We like playing all that old stuff later at night here because some people haven't heard that in years and years and years. They go, oh, yeah, right on, or whatever. But let's get into this, and let me bring Kyle Warren into the mix here. Okay, Kyle, you still got a lot of hot weather out there, California and Arizona way, and I can see it along I-10, along I-8, up in the high desert, I-15, I-40, over into Kingman, Arizona. I mean, holy cow, how hot is it?
Well, it's actually cooling down a little bit for the folks here in Southern California. We're losing some of those excessive heat warnings, and we're going to see some cooler temperatures as we head into the weekend. But you're right, still in the east of, in the eastern part of California, over through Nevada, we still have those excessive heat warnings. Also down through the Phoenix and Tucson area, excessive heat warnings as well. We've got some windy conditions, though, in the Central Valley area, up around the Fresno area there in California.
All righty. And then up in Nevada tonight, about halfway across, looks like about Battle Mountain all the way to the Utah line, you've got a fire threat advisory as the dry conditions up there are causing that, as well as pretty much half of Nevada tonight. And then the western third of Nevada has got some high wind warnings, Lake Tahoe south, and going up over Donner, looks like you got some wind there, as well as in central Oregon. A little bit of rain again up there in Yakima, Washington State, coming across I-90. And then central part again around Billings, Montana. You got a little rain there. And the western part of Wyoming, there's some rain in the western part of Wyoming. We've got a little bit of moisture in the northeastern corner of Utah. But Colorado tonight, northwestern part, a little rain there. And then it looks like there's some fog out east there, Kyle, of Denver, and then going up I-76 towards Nebraska.
Yes, exactly right. And one of the things that we'll be looking at, though, too, is that there could be a little bit more cold weather approaching into the northeast. And so that's going to be some changes there as well.
Right. And then over into Missouri, around Columbia, Missouri, and up towards Iowa, central part of the state there. You've got some rain in Missouri tonight. Might have some scattered showers in the western part of Tennessee. Way up in the upper peninsula of Michigan, looks like there might be some rain up in there as well. Going up the eastern seaboard, I do see some dense fog going up on 95 from parts of New Jersey on and off up into Long Island and Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and all the way up through Maine along the water, I-95.
Exactly right. Small craft advisories out there as well.
Okay. And further up the line, it looks like as if we had some weather that went out into the ocean. I'm not sure what that was. I wonder if it's that storm, that the tropical depression or whatever. By the way, I don't see any lasting effects from that, the one that came in, Bertha?
Bertha, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see any lasting effects of that. All the flood watches and warnings that we had last night, especially for West Virginia, they're all gone at the moment. I don't see any at all anywhere, do you?
Just a few that look like they're still there in scattered places of North Carolina and parts of South Carolina.
All righty. Well, that's what the Truckers Highway and Byway Report looks like for this hour. And remember, your daddy's truck stop, not anymore. That would be the Flying J of the Pilot, and that's exactly what it is. It's the largest truck stop chain in the country right now. Your Pilots and Flying J's, stop on in there, find out why they are the way they are and how come they're so good. Food is excellent, too, I might add. Now, we're getting some reports coming here. Let's see here. George Floyd case, two Minneapolis cops caught on tape, have history of conduct complaints. We already talked about one of them, who, by the way, was let off the hook by, at the time, the district attorney who was, who now in Minneapolis?
Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah, and she let this officer, the senior officer, Derek Chauvin, who was the guy who was actually had his knee into the throat of Mr.
Floyd. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, and unfortunately, you know, somebody should have jumped in there and said, "Hey, man, enough's enough," because you know it was obvious he was trying to do what he was trying to do to get this guy to not succumb, I would say, but to pass out so they could just pick him up and literally load him in the car.
Well, that even of itself, Captain, is, you know, is going to be very, very, you know, that would be highly questioned, for one thing.
And these guys had a history. This cop and this victim had a history.
Exactly. They seem to have worked at the same nightclub, but it's unclear if they knew one another or not. And this nightclub was called, I think I have it here, the El Nuevo Rodeo Club. It was on Lake Street, as a matter of fact. And so again, they may have passed by one another, but we just don't have any other evidence of that, of any pre-existing acquaintance at this point.
Well, one was on the inside, one was on the outside, so that's what we know there, and they were both working security. Now, Major League Baseball, which is a sport that you like, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, hundreds of minor league ball players yesterday were released from their contracts because there's not going to be a minor league system. It's in peril. They're not even thinking about doing that as they try to put the major league system back together starting sometime around the 4th of July, it looks like.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, the minor league system for all these different teams, these are where these guys get called up. You know, they literally get the call.
Not this year.
Not this year. And it's so exciting, especially when you're out at, in my case here, out at Angel Stadium, and you see someone come up and they've just been
called
up.
And who's your manager out there?
His name's escaping me at the...
Joe Madden.
Yeah, he's the brand new one. Exactly.
He was with the Rays and took us to the World Series.
That's right. That's right. So we are actually pretty excited about this this sort of new rebuilding. And everybody was waiting for opening day. We were going to be there, you know, with the flag on the field and the whole nine yards, as it were. But unfortunately, we're still in that waiting pattern. But it is exciting to see when you get these guys called up and they're at their first major league at-bat. And sometimes you get to see a star get born because of how...
Yeah, and they do that on purpose. They bring them up and they stick them right in the game right away to get rid of the jitters that they'd have by sitting on the bench and wondering what was going to happen. And I've seen that happen a lot. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a look again at what's going on in Minneapolis. There were a lot of calls that came over here a few minutes ago on the scanner, just back to back to back. A lot of dispatches. I'm going to try to find out what's going on there in Minneapolis. But we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way we treat President Obama. He's warning about it. We just have to get people out to...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.